Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Justice, Below the Surface, of the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
I'm doing good today, Neil.
Excited about our topic today.
Yeah. Today, we're going to delve into a conversation that Dr. Betty Martini sent to me. You know, Betty is the world's leading advocate for getting that poison called aspartame out of our foods and out of our medicines. And I've known her for years, and she always gives great insight and well researches what she has to say. Today she sent me something on Michael Yaden, 20 years at Pfizer, Vice President, Chief Scientist, R&D, and 50 years working in allergy and respiratory research. Betty has given me a link, and if you'd like to see the video of Michael Yaden, just contact me and I'll send it to you. She says, do not miss listening to this, and absolutely send it all around the world. Michael starts with this whole coronavirus, which has never been a threat, and it's utter nonsense. Nobody needed a vaccine. Now it's July. Does someone have a summer cold or hay fever? He can't believe anyone would be stupid enough to believe there is a virus out there. He says the government lies came out at the same time in different countries. This was planned for years. Indeed, in the beginning, everybody believed it existed. The host asked Dr. Yaden, why are people dying? He explains this so well. He says they are dying from the same things that they have always been dying from. That usually when someone has a flu or is sick, they stay home and don't spread anything to anyone else. However, when they go to the hospital in that setting and with other medical problems they have, they can die. I understand probably the most because I almost died four times in a hospital because they put aspartame in the drugs and sometimes unlabeled, and they damaged the mitochondria or powerhouse of the cell and interact. It stopped me from breathing four times, and once after they gave me a dose of aspartame containing drug, it had vanillin in it, genetically engineered with aspartame, I had a heart attack. Think of all the people using aspartame that go into the hospital and probably die just from the interaction. They could be dying from this disease. It triggers or precipitates seizures, strokes, sudden cardiac death, MS, lupus, and more. It's also an adjuvant. It interacts with vaccines. Nobody has a chance. Then you have all the chemicals the FDA has allowed. And I've read where one scientist said it's the additives. Dr. Yaden says, don't comply. If someone has a virus, there are drugs available that will take care of it. He says there is no threat of death and that asymptomatic people do not have the disease. When you get sick, you get symptoms. This is one of the finest videos I've listened to because I found that people listen to the propaganda and the government never research and just go and roll up their sleeves. The vax is a nano bioweapon to depopulate the world. People are dropping dead, including pilots. They are even giving this to pregnant women, and the New England Journal of Medicine says 4 out of 5 are losing their babies. It is no wonder it's called the worst hoax in human history. Dr. Yerdon explains he is retired now. He is wealthy. He is not anti-vax. He has no motive in this, no dog in the fight. He says every bit of this is utter nonsense. He said it's so bad that he has a list that the police should arrest. And I don't have to ask who they are. Dr. Yerdon ends by saying, take off that mask, throw it away, put your arms around your family and friends, and hug and kiss them. He is right. The people behind this should be arrested. The globalists want a new world order and to control the people. When they couldn't get a diagnosis of coronavirus, they simply used it and told pantheists to use it regardless of the real diagnosis. Doctors have been screaming out about this, and they have a censor program that is brutal. It's like their program against aspartame. Dr. Ralph Walton sent me 5 of his new medical texts, Double Blind, Science Corruption, and the Diseases of Civilization. His 40 years trying to expose this deadly chemical and get it removed from the marketplace. She goes on to say that the FDA has reversed itself on COVID antibody test results. And even a robot programmed to follow the science would throw up its hands in despair when reading the latest FDA COVID pronouncement. After untold numbers of people have been given antibody tests to determine their COVID status, the FDA now says, today the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued a safety communication informing the public that results from SARS-CoV-2 antibody tests should not be used to evaluate immunity or protection from COVID-19 at any time, and especially after the person received a COVID-19 vaccination. You can find more of the important information here and why this is a useless test by contacting me directly. But that's my report for today. And I think that finally some of the truth will not be hidden, and they will have to admit what they've done to advance their ideas that they are promoting with respect to the shot and immunization and mask and home, I can't think of the word, but forcing people to stay at home. So, you know, it's something that's been terribly forced upon Americans, and it's something that needs to be exposed. So if you want to see that important video, just contact me directly and I'll send you the link.
Okay, that was Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Justice, Below the Surface, and Neil Haley Show. Take care, guys.